Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it is hour 2 on a Tuesday. Live in Los Angeles, it's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. In a couple of minutes, the Herd hierarchy. Then a guy that's going to get some Hall of Fame votes when he retires, Chris Harris Jr., great corner for the Chargers, will be joining us, having another great year. Highest graded corner for the Chargers, who came off that a really big, big win over Cincinnati. Really impressive win. Got a huge lead, fell back, clinched it in the end. So last night was crazy. It is interesting. People are framing this as a disaster for the Buffalo Bills. And I watched the game last night, and I honestly felt when New England got a lead, 8-0, I was like, is that ball game? I was like, I don't know, because you can't kick field goals. So it's just one of those things is New England got a big pop early. You're playing from behind in a nor'easter. And, you know, they just couldn't convert. Listen, Stephon Diggs had a ball hit his arm that 99 out of 100 times he catches,
right,
and they win that game. But, I mean, literally the ball was left and right. They had a field goal with a kicker that never misses short field goals, and the wind took it. So the wind really affected Buffalo on two big plays. Otherwise, they win the game. I didn't think it was a catastrophe. I didn't think it was embarrassing. I thought it was a really good football game, really good teams. I do think... Buffalo's an interesting team. Last year, Tampa, at the end of the year, started running the football more. Why? Because Brady knows. You get into late game season football, you got to go to Lambeau, you got to go to Buffalo, New England, you better be able to run the ball. I worry a little bit about Buffalo, and it's strange because you think Buffalo would always be built for bad weather. It's almost like they're a little bit finesse. They need to really embrace the run game because it's Buffalo. Your last three home games, you can be playing in weather like last night.
Yeah, it's funny because they're like, it's really cold. Like, how are they going to play like that? They're at home. Like, they play in this weather all the time.
Yeah.
But that's how it looked. It was an outlier game. He threw the ball three times. Because you're not going to see that offense again.
Yeah, let's not make too much of Buffalo's loss. I think it was a very good win for New England.
Yeah.
But let's not sell the farm. I mean, there's a lot of circumstances. I thought the wind clearly hurt Buffalo more than New England. the wind, the bad weather always hurts the more skilled team.
It can be a great win for New England, and you can have no reason to panic if you're the Bills.
That's exactly how I feel. Well put. All right, we do it every Tuesday at this time. I spend way too much time thinking about it. It's called the Herd Hierarchy.
Herd Hierarchy.
Time is now. Let's go.
The top 10 NFL teams according to Colin. Number 10.
Listen, I'm not taking Buffalo out of my top 10. They've gotten very mistake-prone, 12 giveaways over the last five games, which is the most in the NFL, and they've lost four of seven games. They've got Tampa Bay coming up, and I think it's really important. But I still like the coach. I love the quarterback. I like their defensive front. I just think in 2021, they're too good not to make the playoffs. There's too many things I like. Last night was incredibly winnable. I'm not selling my stock on the Bills at 10.
Number 9.
The Rams, though, lead the NFL in yards per play, and that's something that Vegas has always paid attention to. And I thought it was noteworthy that Odell Beckham now has had touchdowns in back-to-back games. We know they have Cooper Kupp, but that Sony Michel rushed for over 100 yards, and Odell Beckham didn't have a ton of targets, but a touchdown, they need him to be a weekly threat. It can't just be Cooper Kupp and cross your fingers on defense, Rams at 9.
Number 8.
Boy, I'll tell you, the Chargers are a big play offense. We talked about an identity. This is a big play offense. Justin Herbert leads the NFL seven games with 300-plus yards passing. They're a little like Kansas City now. Like, they can come back from deficits. They can blow leads, pull it back. And I swear Justin Herbert throws that football like a javelin. They are a big play offense. And it's also noteworthy, they'd struggled against the run, but their run defense was very good against the Bengals and Joe Mixon.
Number 7.
Dallas Cowboys by an inch. Listen, they've been outgained in three straight games, and that worries me. I do think coming off extra prep, that helps Zeke, and Amari Cooper will be better. They're very good offensively when Amari Cooper and Tyron Smith are healthy. Cross your fingers there. And they're also 7-0 when they have over 100 yards rushing. So they've got an identity. Play action, run the football. They've got playmakers everywhere on both sides. I have Dallas 7.
Number 6.
I still love Tennessee. They're going to get Derrick Henry back. They're getting Julio Jones back. They're going to get A.J. Brown back. They're all beat up. I still like their culture, their toughness, their defensive front. They make life uncomfortable. This is a team you will not want to play in the playoffs. You have no way. They can get pressure without blitzing. When Derrick Henry's back, they can make your all-pro quarterback sit in the bench and watch the game. Do not sleep on the Titans. And by the way, situationally, they'll go toe-to-toe with Belichick. Vrabel knows his secret sauce. He's not intimidated by Belichick.
Number 5.
Kansas City. Listen, they still have the best third-down offense in the NFL, so situationally, they're still dangerous, and they have held opponents under 20 points in five straight games. Now, their offensive identity is leaking, but I think once they have Chris Jones inside, that's a top-five defense in the league. Chris Jones is unblockable. He's very much Aaron Donald, although Chris now is in his prime. So I worry a little bit about their offensive identity. They don't run the football consistently, but I got a smart coach, a smart quarterback. I got playmakers. They're a little like Dallas. They don't have to play perfect football and can win games. Say what you want about Kansas City. They're beating the teams they should beat.
Number 4.
The Patriots. I know you want me to have them higher and they have a 7-game winning streak. They have no deep threat, and I think eventually you have to get something a little over the top. And they don't have a ton of what I would call playmakers, and they do have the best coach. I thought if he didn't have the win last night, they would have lost that game. I thought it hurt Buffalo more than New England. But I will say this. Their running game, the Oklahoma rookie running back, Stevenson's excellent with Damian Harris. Their offensive line, I swear, they're like Green Bay. The offensive line's always good. Just move the parts around. It's always good. They play power football, and Mac Jones has been shockingly efficient.
Number 3.
Tampa Bay, number 1 scoring offense, number 1 passing offense, and their schedule going the rest of the way. They only have one team remaining with a winning record, and that's Buffalo. This is going to be a number 1 seed. They could be the number 1 seed in the NFC. You're going to have to go to Tampa and beat Tom Brady off a bye. Good luck with that. What I really like about this team, though, they're doing the exact same thing this year they did last year. They're getting more physical. They're running it more with Leonard Fournette, and they're going to Gronk. So they're real pretty in September and October. But now as we go into the colder months, and I know Tampa's not cold, but they're becoming the kind of team, if they had to go on the road to Green Bay, I got Lenny, I got Gronk, I got that O-line. Most underrated O-line in football is Tampa Bay.
Number two.
Arizona. They're 7-0 on the road. When you can go 2-1 without DeAndre Hopkins and Kyler Murray, like what? I think they're the shock of the NFL to me. I thought they were a fourth-place team. I thought it could go sideways. I didn't know what to make of them with J.J. Watt and A.J. Green. I didn't know what they were doing. But Kyler Murray is ridiculous. I mean, here's a stat. It's the fifth game with a 120-plus passer rating this year. It's insane. I mean, it's just, he is, I'm not exactly sure how you defend him. If you told me they won the Super Bowl, how do you defend him? I don't know. Because now, unlike his first year, he doesn't make the mistakes. So I get all the efficiency plus all the playmaking.
Number one.
I've done this for a month. I think Green Bay is the best team in football. Folks, they don't have their best corner, their best linebacker, their best running back. They lost an all-pro center. They lost a tight end, and they're still beating people. They went to Arizona missing 11 starters and one. Aaron Rodgers isn't healthy. When they get back to Darius Smith and Jair Alexander, this is the best roster Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers has had. Even the Super Bowl team, they didn't run the football particularly well. They were 24th. The injuries that year really set them back. They're all beat up, and they still have the ability to beat anybody in this league. This is the best Green Bay roster Aaron Rodgers has had, and I've had him number one for a month. Well, you know, one of the things that's great about the NFL, half of the players in the league are undrafted. You don't see that in the NBA. You don't see it in baseball. Most of your great players in the NBA are top 12 draft picks. Most of your great players in baseball, first and second round draft picks. But what makes the NFL special? It's the league of the overlooked. And Chris Harris goes to a basketball school at Kansas. And nobody's talking about Chris Harris. And all of a sudden, Chris Harris now looks like a Hall of Fame corner. He was great with Denver. The Chargers spent money. He's now their highest graded corner. He's a free agent, so he's gonna get a nice bag of money and deserves every penny of it. Chris Harris Jr., Chargers cornerback, now joining us live. You know, hey Chris, good to see you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So I gotta ask you a bunch of questions. Let's start with Joe Burrow. I love the kid. You got a real look at him last week. Now you guys got pressure on him. You got picks. What was your interpretation of Joe Burrow and what you saw?
Man, we had to speed up his process, man. He's a great quarterback, you know, a young quarterback, ascendant. He can run. He can make a lot of all the throws. But we just had to speed up his process, make him decipher and really read the defense. And we thought we did a great job of getting pressure with the D-line and then confusing him in the secondary.
Yeah. So I want you to go back to the first time you saw Justin Herbert. He's this big, tall kid from Oregon. And I don't know if you sit around and watch Oregon games. But he comes into camp, and I want you, Chris, to tell me the first moment you're driving home from practice thinking, oh, this guy's pretty good.
First day, man. First day, I knew he could be a top quarterback. Just seeing his fundamentals, he can make all the throws. And I was just thinking in my head, man, it's going to be hard for Tyrod to keep this guy off the field because he had all the intangibles the first day I seen him. I just knew that he had to get comfortable with the receivers. And this guy is the real deal. So I'm excited to see him continue to raise his level of play as the games get bigger.
Were you worried at all that Anthony Lynn out? So in his second year, he's got a whole new playbook. He's got a whole new staff. Yeah. Were you worried at all about a new coach, a defensive coach for the kid?
You can get worried about that sometimes, you know. I did think about it. You know, he had such a great chemistry with the OC last year, and then coming in this year with Coach Staley, Joe Lombardi, it's worked out great. I think he's been able to showcase everything that Justin can do. Have him on the run, throwing on the run, shotgun, under center. So Justin's been able to show everybody he can make all the plays from whatever type of play the coach wants him to run. So I think it's been very impressive for him his second year to continue to play at a high level.
By the way, you played with Peyton Manning, an older Peyton Manning. I don't think of them as similar players. I mean, they're both big physical presence, but do they have anything in common?
Yeah. Oh, they do, man. The love of the game. And then also, Justin is a perfectionist like Peyton. He wants to be perfect in everything that he does. And that's one thing that I've seen with Peyton and him. They definitely have that same connection. And of course, the talent, man. When you can see this guy can make all the throws just like Peyton. Peyton just had – Justin throws a little real hard, man. He could throw some rockets. Peyton had a little bit more touch, you know.
Right.
But that's probably a little bit of the difference right there.
So you guys played New England earlier this year, and we're watching him last night win a game throwing, you know, three passes. So when you play – and one of the things they've said about New England is they've always had a physical presence – and an identity. And I think, like, the Chargers' identity, I look at you guys and I think, that's a big play offense. You're a big play team. Big sacks, ball downfield. You're a big play team. When I look at New England, all this stuff about Brady, I always thought the key to them was they were built to play in bad weather and Foxborough. So, I mean, they're just physical. So when you played them earlier this year, when you face a Belichick or a Josh McDaniels offense, is it smarter? Is it trickier? What is it like to face?
Yeah. Oh, it's a chess match every time. And it's been like that since I've been in the league, 2011. You know, they're going to test your weaknesses. They do things game to game. That's why people see, oh, they ran the ball three times. Well, that's just Bill. He's going to do whatever it takes to win that game. And it's week to week with them. And when we were in a tight game with them, they had a better fourth quarter than us. They stretched out on us in the fourth.
Yep.
But we feel like we can play with those guys, man. So we have confidence in going against those teams. But we understand when you play against Bill Belichick, you got to be able to execute at a high level for four quarters.
You know, Chris, what's interesting, you know, we always talk about guys have a chip on their shoulder and, you know, Breeze got overlooked and Brady got overlooked. Well, Chris Harris, you got overlooked. And we don't ever talk about defensive guys. And so you go to a basketball school and then, but Aqib Talib did, but Aqib was getting a lot of notoriety and you weren't getting the notoriety. Yeah. What, go back, how much do you think that chip has helped you in your career?
Man, that's really made me be who I am, you know, playing that dog mentality, a fighter out there on the field, and that was always my identity. And whenever I lose that fight, that dog mentality, that's when I know it's time to hang it up, and I still got that. So that's just been my identity, and that's what – it was kept me in the league 11 years, just being able to have that fight along with being able to play every position in the secondary.
That, and by the way, that's really interesting, Chris, because you're a free agent, and I know Telesco loves you. I know Tom well. Yeah. But you're going to get some offers because there's never been more good wide receivers, and I'm not sure corners are keeping up with receivers. There's not many great corners. So you're going to have teams come after you, and I never begrudge a player for taking more money. But you're also in a really cool situation. New stadium, cool roster, star quarterback. How important will the money be for you?
Oh, man, I love it here, man. It's something I haven't even thought about. You know, I just really just been focused on this season and doing whatever it takes to help out these young players here and get us on this strong run right now. It's time. This is when you got to make big-time plays, winning plays. In December, and that's the only thing we've just been focused on, man, the right now and whatever I can do to help this team get over this hump. So we feel like we got the pieces right now to do it, and so that's what the focus has been.
By the way, Kansas City's the rival in your division. You beat them earlier this year. They're a little off, Chris. They're not running the ball. What do you make of their struggles? What do you see?
I think they just started out slow, you know, when it's hard when you got that target on your back. And I think they've been running the football a lot better, also been playing defense a lot better. So it's going to be a great matchup. We got them in 2 weeks, I think. But we know we got to take care of business with the Giants. You know, we haven't been able to win two games in a row in a long time. So that's our focus right now, is to try to start stringing these runs together. And it's going to be a great battle, man. 2 weeks of Thursday night football versus Chiefs.
I was watching that game last night, and it was terrible weather. You get the Giants at home. Have you ever played in weather as bad as last night?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think we had Tom Brady in the snow game in Denver. So, we had some tough games out there in the snow. So, weather games like that, you got to pack your defense. You got to pack your defense and your special teams because you know – it's going to be a tough game for the quarterbacks.
Chris, great seeing you. Congrats on the season and the Chargers. Gigantic win at Cincinnati, and good talking to you.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Going to get Hall of Fame votes. He's been a four-time Pro Bowler, 11 years, a Super Bowl champ, and the highest-graded secondary guy corner for the Chargers this year. Undrafted. Out of a basketball school. It's really what makes the NFL very unique is that if you work hard, you're coachable, you fit in, you find your role. He can play multiple positions in the secondary. He's going to have a lot of offers. And he's 11 years in as a corner. He's still fantastic as a player. We got a lot today. Man, the Lakers got grumbling.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
This week on Thursday Night Football, it's a clash of playoff hopefuls as Big Ben and the Steelers head to Minnesota to face Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. Thursday Night Football at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific on Fox NFL Network and streaming on Prime Video.
I'll tell you what, if Big Ben can go on the road and win that game, it's not great for Cleveland. Not going to talk about their quarterback. Also, Mike Zimmer has to win that game, or I think, you know, we talked about coaches in trouble. So, what was the list of people? Matt Nagy's in trouble.
Yes.
I think Joe Judge is in real trouble. They have no identity. What are they? 2 years in. I think Mike Zimmer, who I think is a really good coach, could be in trouble if they don't win that game. And Mike Zimmer should be unemployed very briefly. He's a little rigid offensively, but he's got Kirk Cousins, so there's some things he's just not going to do. But I don't think it's going to be a big turnover league in terms of coaching. I really don't. I think Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson, if they play well in the next 4 weeks, Pete will keep his job. Russell will be happy. They just have to rebuild in the draft.
I don't think Pete is going anywhere. I don't think Pete's going anywhere. I don't think Joe Judge is either.
You think they're not going to? You don't think so?
No. I don't. I think they might let go of some of the front office.
Well, they already let go of Jason Garrett. Gettleman's done.
Yeah.
Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, speaking of coaches, Bill Belichick seemed to have the perfect game plan last night to deal with those elements. Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott doesn't think that it's on Bill Belichick at all.
Let's not give more credit than we need to give credit to Bill Belichick in this one. It was, whether it's Bill or anybody else, they beat us, right? But you sit here and you tell me when we start with the average starting field position at the 40-yard line and he starts with the 23-yard line, and I'm rounding up in both cases, and we were 1-for-4 in the red zone and they were 0-for-1 in the red zone, you give me that ahead of time, I'm saying I like my chances. I like my chances. So it's not, I don't think, with all due respect, it's not a Bill Belichick type thing.
Respectfully disagree. I think it's 90% a Bill Belichick type of thing.
Some of it happened before the game. They have not developed a run game. So that's some of that is you're in Buffalo. That, I mean, there's certain things you know to be true. When you play in the Northeast, it is going to be more physical football because you're. That's why New England builds this. The last thing they worry about is a vertical dimension.
Right.
Like we know in December, you're not throwing the ball over the top anyway. So, and I think Buffalo is very well run, but in the end, they really haven't developed a run game now for a couple years. This has been a problem for 2 years. So
they rushed for 99 yards and no touchdowns.
In a game in which they reeled back off their pass game. Like they that's a lot for them.
Also, Mac Jones threw the ball 3 times last night.
Right.
So at some point in the game, you had to kind of figure out they're not leaning into the passing game in this one. They're going to run the ball. Mac Jones wasn't sacked and wasn't pressured last night.
Yeah.
So really the story of the evening was the offensive line for the Patriots. That's remarkable. You know they're running the ball, and they still weren't able to get to Mac Jones at all.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah. That is also coaching. That's development. That's leaning into what you do best. It is Bill Belichick. How is that not Bill Belichick? If you throw the ball 3 times in an NFL football game, and I remember what the reporter said earlier, was like, that's not happened in like 40 years or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just coaching. That's guts.
And it's almost like saying Saban didn't beat Georgia, Bryce Young did, but the reality is Georgia couldn't get pressure on Bryce Young. And that's shocking because Alabama's O-line was spotty all year, and yet it was its best against the best pass rush. So that is something happened in that week of preparation by Nick Saban that changed everything. And I like what New England did. They made decisions up last night. Buffalo made decisions in the game. New England made a lot of decisions before the game. Like, we're not kicking a field goal unless it's 10-yard line or closer. Like, they made a lot of decisions. They knew going into that game. I bet you they knew we're not going to – Belichick, I guarantee you, told the staff, we're not going to throw the ball ever into the wind. And the only time Mac threw back-to-back throws, he had the wind.
Because, look, if you look at how close that game was, if Mac made a crucial mistake, the game's over.
Yeah.
And because of the weather, you're not going to be able to play from behind. So what do you do? Get out ahead early and run the ball, which is exactly what they did. So the Bills are 3-4 since starting with the season of the 4-1 record. They're second in the AFC East, and they hold the last wild card spot in the AFC. They face the Bucks on Sunday, so not getting any easier for the Bills moving forward. So Oregon defensive end Kayvon Thibodeau said last night he will forego his senior season and declare for the NFL draft. He will also not play in the Valero Alamo Bowl game against number 16 Oklahoma on December 29th. Mel Kiper has Thibodeau rated number 1 overall in his latest rankings. He was the Pac-12 Defensive Freshman of the Year in 2019 and the first team All Pac-12 selection last year.
If you're a great player, going to go top 10, you've had an injury this year and you're playing in a second tier bowl game, that's where I will defend the player. This is not a playoff game. You know, it's different. If they were in the playoff, I'd be like, dude, you got to play. Come on.
Yeah, of course.
They committed to you, you commit to them. But the Alamo Bowl is not that level. So I got no problem with it.
No, and for anyone who's complaining about this, like this is a rarity. Most of the players are going to play. He is somebody who is elite, and he's not going to risk his NFL career and his future to play in this bowl game that is not the college football playoff. If you don't understand that, then you simply just don't make good business decisions yourself, because that's what anyone would tell him to do. No, I would have no problem if he did play, but it's his decision moving forward, and he can't risk his career. He also signed a couple of deals, eBay, United Airlines, and a six-figure memorabilia deal. Yeah. So he has, you know, some money coming in, so he'll be all right. The current draft order for the NFL right now, I know you love the draft. We've got a long ways off from the draft, Colin, but we can start warming up these conversations.
Yeah, Thibodeau will go to Detroit. Although I've told you this, Detroit and Jacksonville, to me, should trade down. I think they need multiple players. Now, Detroit may take the pass rusher from Michigan.
Yes.
If he does, Jacksonville.
Hutchinson.
Yeah, it's funny about Jacksonville and Thibodeau. Their issues are speed. They don't have any speed. And offensive line. I know everybody's going to say I'm crazy. I would trade nothing against Thibodeau, but they generate a decent pass rush. Jacksonville needs like six starters out of this draft. They don't need one great defensive end.
I wouldn't be surprised if Jacksonville, the Lions, I could see staying there. Jacksonville, I would not be surprised if they trade down because they have Trevor Lawrence.
Texans are taking a quarterback.
Yes.
The Jets are probably taking.
Jets currently have the fourth and fifth pick. Then the Giants have the sixth pick from Chicago. They have the seventh pick as well right now. Falcons, Panthers, and Vikings is the order for the top 10.
Yep.
So the Lakers are 12-12, and head coach Frank Vogel has been receiving some criticism as of late, but LeBron said it's the players' responsibility to improve things.
I think criticism comes with the job. You know, Frank is a strong-minded guy. He has a great coaching staff, and we as his players have to do a better job of going out and producing on the floor. We're a team and an organization that, that don't mind some adversity. Frank doesn't care, and we don't either about what people are saying.
Well, Vogel's in his third season as the head coach, and led the Lakers, obviously, to his first NBA championship in 10 years. In the bubble, they are seventh in the Western Conference, and they host the Celtics tonight and currently are 2.5-point favorites, according to Fox Bet. Again, nothing that's really happening with the Lakers is particularly surprising to me. LeBron has been out for a significant amount of time.
He's getting old.
We know what Anthony Davis is at this point. We know he's not a number one. And they're an older roster. Like, this is predictable. When coming into the season with a lot of new pieces, it wasn't an older roster that rolled over from last year. So there's some chemistry things that work out. Westbrook is a very unique player that you have to work into the system without LeBron there. So I don't really think there's anything to panic about with the Lakers at this point. We know what they are. You can see the roster and see where this could go. And I still have faith in them because LeBron James is on the floor. And if he's on the floor in the playoffs, I'm going to give them a chance. Yeah. But this is what they are right now.
Good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
By the way, throw that draft order up again. So Detroit's going to take an edge rusher, the local kid. Let's say Jacksonville can't trade down. They have their quarterback. They probably take the edge rusher, Thibodeau. Texans take a quarterback, whoever they find out to be the best quarterback. See, again, if I'm the Jets, I have the 4 and the 5. I would trade one of those picks down. My rule is, unless you're getting a great quarterback, I would always trade down in the first round. Now Detroit's going to say that this is not a great quarterback draft, and Detroit's going to say, we got a Michigan kid. There's value to us getting a Michigan kid. I get Detroit. And Jacksonville, again, if Thibodeau's who your scouts say is the big, nothing wrong with having a great edge rusher. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. So, and the Colts have a good O-line, so you got to have somebody to be able to get to Carson Wentz or whoever the quarterback for the Colts is. Jets, Giants. Giants could use everything. I still contend the guaranteed player in the draft, the one guy that is a can't miss is the center from Iowa. Chase Young a couple years ago, like, that can't miss. There's about, you know, they always say, the NFL guys always tell you, there are about 16 to 17 first-round picks. If you're drafting late first, you'd rather actually trade it to second because you don't have to pay him as much. And the gap between the 19th best player and the first player taken in the third round is not that big. There's always about 15, 16, 17 really high-end players. And, you know, Mac Jones ended up being one of those. I didn't think he would, but he ended up being, what did they draft, 12, 15. And he was, like, you know, a great player. But, you know, if you're a bad team like the Jets and the Giants, it's not a player. It's not. It's I would turn two into three picks in the first round. I do whatever I have to do. I do think the Iowa center, I've watched them play like three times, just grabs and throws people. that's hard to do.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Limited time, 50% off gifts for every dreamer on your Casper.com wish list. Exclusions apply. Stores near you. Go to Casper.com/promo, 50% off during the holidays. So Dan Orlovsky used to play in the NFL. He's a commentator now. He was talking on a show at another network. He said Bryce Young would go number one if he was available this year in the draft. And I agree. Bryce is a I watched him play in California. Very unique talent. Now, Orlovsky compared him to Aaron Rodgers, and they are both very light on their feet. The ball comes flying out of their hands. He's a very unique athlete, but and I love watching him play. He's fluid, great feet, super quick, nice arm, quick release. There's nothing I don't like about him, except he's a little thin. He's 6 feet tall and about 195. And if you're going to be a little smaller quarterback, I prefer you be Jalen Hurts or Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray. You're thick. Even those guys are hurt. And they're thick. And two of them play baseball and know how to slide. So he's a little thin, but I got to be careful about being too judgmental on that. So I think he's a better athlete than Tua. Tua's on a winning streak. I think he throws – I mean, I think he's such an incredibly special athlete. I mean, just everything just is fast. And I think the Aaron Rodgers comparison, there's something there. The way he gets rid of the ball and sees the field, you know, it's some of this stuff, guys, is innate. He made a play in this game against Georgia that was ridiculous. You know, when you're playing Georgia, the game's going really fast because they got NFL players everywhere. So the game is just faster, and a lot of players get uncomfortable with fast. I mean, look at that throw; it's insane. But he's running around and he's, you know, pitching the ball to players. His quick decision-making is so good. I just don't see him as a miss. I worry that he's a little thin. He's 194 pounds, 6 feet. I mean, he looks, you look at him right there. He looks small. But he just, right there, that is so precise and so hard to do. He's a really special player. You know, some of this stuff, I remember talking to USC coaches. They were number two getting him. Alabama got him number one. And one of the coaches saying, there's just stuff you can't explain. Some guys just do stuff, and other guys can't do it, and they see the field quicker, and they get rid of the ball faster. And when they get rid of it fast, it doesn't affect their accuracy. The kid is special. He would be the number one pick in the draft today, no question. And he didn't, I don't know if he redshirted last year because of COVID. They had Mac Jones. He didn't play much. So he can leave after next year, and he should. Especially, I consider this too. When you're a little smaller, I'd leave earlier. I don't want to take any more college shots. Like he's my size. I'm 6'1 and a half, 6'2, 194. He's 6 feet, 194. Now he can gain 6-7 pounds, but he's going to be a 200-pound athlete. That for a quarterback, you can watch those highlights, a little smaller. So that's another reason. That's why I always say with running backs, if you have to, don't stay for your senior year in college if you're a running back. If you're good enough as a junior, just go. There's just no reason to. You're the guy nobody can protect anymore. You can't protect running backs. Rules can protect quarterbacks. They can, even offensive linemen, there's rules. You can't hit them at certain spots. You can protect receivers, tight ends. You can't protect running backs. So can't wait to watch him play. So it's interesting. Joy was talking about the Lakers. LeBron was asked earlier this week if some of the recent criticism of head coach Frank Vogel was fair. Here he is.
I think criticism comes with the job. You know, Frank is a strong-minded guy. He has a great coaching staff. And we as his players have to do a better job of going out and producing on the floor. We're a team. In the organization that that don't mind some adversity. Frank doesn't care, and we don't either about what people are saying.
You know, the Lakers are very interesting. We've talked about this before. It would be very easy to come and do this show every day and just talk about what happened. But part of the fun of this job is predicting what's going to happen, trying to see around corners. And I said this for the Seattle Seahawks when they won 10 games, 11 games, 12 games. I said it's a house of cards. They don't do anything well beyond Russell Wilson. And this year, Russell Wilson gets hurt, and you're like, oh, man, overboard. Seattle's not very good. Even this weekend, he comes back, plays well, they win. He has to play well for them to win. Sometimes your quarterback doesn't necessarily play well. And, I mean, Kyler Murray left, and they went 2-1 without him. Okay, so and one of those was a divisional road game at San Francisco. Colt McCoy won the game. So when teams can win more than a singular way, it feels like Buffalo to me has gotten very much into the Josh Allen has to save us for us to win. That's not a good space to be in. But the Lakers have three things here I think about. Number one, this is obvious, LeBron's expensive and old. And what's not so obvious is he doesn't attract young players like he used to. There was a quality to LeBron in Miami where if he got on the phone, like everybody wanted to play with him. Like you knew you were going to play in the finals, especially coming out of the East. Well, there's no guarantee you can get out of the West of the finals. And, you know, these young guys, they don't want to make LeBron richer. They got their own brands and their own thing. And Ja Morant wants to be his own guy. And Trae Young wants to be his own guy. And LeBron can't get on the phone anymore and just, hey, come on, let's play. That's why if you look at the Lakers roster, generationally, it's old guys. It's Dwight Howard. It's Westbrook. It's Carmelo. Those guys, LeBron can get on the phone and pry them away, right? Number two is AD has an old body. He is no longer an ascending player. He should be like Jokic of Denver, where he's really good, MVP, and you still think he can ascend. AD's 28, and his body's about 33. He's had too many injuries. He's been banged up. He's no longer an ascending player. He's about one more injury from the Lakers feeling like, damn, we're trapped on this contract. Number three is the West is really good at the top and really young. Phoenix is loaded and young. Golden State is fluid, loaded, and mostly young. Draymond Green and Steph got some years on them. So the interesting thing for the Lakers to me is at what point do the Lakers come to terms with this? The future isn't LeBron. The now is, but the future isn't. And AD's probably not the future either. He feels like since he got to LA, he's more of a two than a one. Jokic feels like a one. Giannis feels like a one. AD kind of feels like a two. And so this is an old, bad defensive team. It's very old. They can't defend the three. That's not going to change at the trading deadline. It's not going to change if they get Trevor Ariza back. It's not going to change. It's old. They don't shoot the three. They can't defend the three. So there's some real interesting questions. They have a little bit of a Seahawk feel to them. Is that if LeBron's not connected to stuff, it's a house of cards. The minute Russell Wilson's hurt and then comes back not 100%, Seattle's bad. And last week, Pete Carroll admits, yeah, Russell's close to 100%. I look at Seattle's good again. And so there's nothing wrong with that. Russ in his prime makes a rebuild much easier. But LeBron's not in his prime. And as he's been gone and not playing at 100%, you can see, what do they do well? Not a lot. They don't defend well. They don't shoot well. I don't think they have a lot of fluidity. They don't have great chemistry. I think Frank Vogel, this year Anthony Davis can't hit a jumper. I think he wants AD to play closer to the basket. AD'd rather drift out. He's having a bad year shooting jumpers. So I do think, like the Seahawks, the Lakers feel like if LeBron's not directly connected to something, they don't do it well. And that's a scary proposition because it is easier to rebuild in the NFL. Half the league is undrafted. There's like Hall of Famers who have been undrafted. I mean, even quarterbacks. Russell Wilson, Montana, Brady, late-round quarterbacks own the league for a decade or more. So it's very hard to do that. They've given up draft picks. Young people aren't attracted to the organization. I mean, really, they have one player in their prime, AD. And he's not an ascending player. He's a good player. He's a very good player. But I think we thought LeBron was going to hand the baton to him as a number one. And it kind of feels like last year he dropped the baton. And he's kind of a two. His personality is a two. His game is a two. And so I think there's a little house of cards feel to it that you shouldn't be in LeBron's 18th year needing LeBron to be healthy to beat bad teams. Yeah, is that a LeBron? Nick Wright last week talked about the Lakers having an AD problem.
They do have a player who is supposed to be in the absolute apex of his prime. His name's Anthony Davis. He has been living out on the perimeter, and this year, statistically, this is not an exaggeration, he has been the league's worst jump shooter. So the Lakers' path is very clear and obvious. Get the Anthony Davis that existed his first year with the Lakers, that there's no reason that it should have left, should have gone anywhere. Hope and pray LeBron's got one more great run in him and see what you can harness out of Russ.
The bigger problem may be Phoenix is exceptional and Golden State's just an inch behind them. You may not be the best team in your old own building if Kawhi Leonard plays this year. All right, hour number three on a Tuesday next, live in L.A., it's The Herd.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.